Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Gary Sorok is here. Gary is a small business owner just like you and me. That's one of the things we love about him. But his product might be a little bit different. His what he sells might be a little bit different than most of you, but not all of you, because he's got a pretty typical American Main Street small business. His business is family-owned, specializing in financial planning, insurance, and employee benefits, things like that. There are plenty of you out there like that. It's not like there's one of them on every corner. I think they're probably glad that's the case. Gary is. But he's here to talk to us about some of that. And he's the author of If Your Money Talked, What Secrets Would It Tell? Gary Sorok, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Pleasure to be here.
If my money talked, it would say, get me out of here. This guy's crazy.
You should see some of the emails I've gotten about talking money, Jim. We can't talk about them on the radio,
yeah.
But you can imagine. It's
exactly.
Been comical.
So I was telling the audience that you want to talk about budgeting. And I think maybe I got them stopped before they turned the channel. I think I was able to talk them down off that ledge and get them to wait just a little bit because nobody likes talking about budgeting, but I will tell you, and I said this earlier, and I'm going to say it again. When I started budgeting, and my folks, my budgeting method is not all that painful, the truth is, once you get it set up, it actually gets to be something that you kind of like to go back to. When I started doing that, Gary, I started getting better. I started becoming a better manager. I started becoming a better owner. I started becoming a little more financially successful. It really does contribute to your success, doesn't it, budgeting?
Oh, it's almost mandatory in my mind. I have very few clients of mine that have businesses that are successful if they're not in control of their budget.
Yeah.
I mean, it just doesn't work. So it's like having $100 in your pocket and spending $120. You know, that's not going to work anytime ever. And that's what happens if you don't budget, because you don't even know you got $100 in your pocket. You just spend it anyway.
And we're speaking to the owners here now, folks. I want to speak to the owners, Gary, because I don't have a big operation. I don't have a lot of people, you know, like two dozen people or anything like that. I've got a small operation, but I still have other people who do my accounting, who pay my bills. And I have an accounting firm that handles our the tax preparation, all that kind of stuff. But I still manage my cash flow budgeting myself. Now I don't manage cash flow day to day, but I do keep up with it month to month myself and on my computer. And after all these years, and I'll tell you, that's when it comes to budgeting, that's my budgeting. What do you think?
I think it's a great budget, and just the fact that you're paying attention is huge. I can tell you some of the biggest issues with problems with clients are when they don't pay any attention.
Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly, I was guilty of that myself, Jim. At some point in my career,
it's not a natural thing. This budgeting thing,
no.
It's not natural, is it?
Oh no, it is clearly not natural. And your stepping off the ledge thing wasn't far. It's painful doing this because all of a sudden you have to become accountable to yourself. You have to pay attention to stuff you don't really want to pay attention to. But ultimately, if you don't know that, your business is neither going to be profitable or not profitable, but you have to know, and then you have to look at it and decide what to do to make it profitable. Is there something inside that you can fix?
But it's only painful for a little while till you get it set up and use it a little bit, because after a while, your eyes start to become opened up. You start realizing,
yeah.
Wait a minute, this is how money moves. This is how cash moves. This is what's happening. And when you actually can use budgeting to peer into the future, Gary, which I do with my cash flow projections, When you can use budgeting to peer into the future, you feel empowered, and that's not painful.
Oh, that is anything but painful, and that's what I was going to say. You hit it right on the head again, because the beginning is tough, and the results are amazing. In fact, I was with one of my clients recently, and we were talking about exactly this point, and he said to me, he said, Gary, I've never had so much personal self-esteem as I have right now.
Wow.
And I said, why? And he said, Gary, it's this budgeting thing.
Yeah.
He said, I know where I am. I know what I have to do. I know how I got there. Mm-hmm. I know when I'm screwing up, and I know how to fix it. And he said, and I wasn't able to do that before budgeting. Jim, it's why I wrote, and ultimately, it's why I wrote my book.
Yeah.
When I was talking about businesses and people, it was all about people spending more than they're making and not really having a budget. And it streams right down into your marriage, everything. If you don't have a budget inside these environments, you're creating stress.
Well, I'll tell you what I do it for. There's one place that I do it for as much as anything. You know, every business goes through periods of time in any given year, every small business in any given year, where you're going to have cash flow issues. And this has nothing to this. You, in fact, the more successful you are, the more likely you are to have cash flow issues. This isn't something that only companies that are having that are not doing well are having a problem with. In fact, you can succeed yourself out of business if you don't watch out. But I do this to make sure that if I ever need to go to my bank to ask them for a cash flow loan, for some working capital loan, for whatever reason, I can actually take them a document that shows them where I've been, where I am, and where I'm going, and how they're going to get paid back. And you know what? Since I have been using this system, I have never been turned down.
Again, it's magical in how it's simple because it's believable, and you have data to back it up.
Right.
It's not easy to get them established. Once you do, it is lightning speed because you don't have to spend a ton of time.
Right.
You can go and look at the bottom line, Jim. And the other thing is the cloud of walking into the bank, knowing who you are, what you're all about, what your business is about, why you are where you are. It's invaluable because bankers, that's all they want to do is believe you and trust you before they write you a check.
Well, and the thing is, not only are you showing them evidence, but they're also looking at you and saying, this lady is starting to become more sophisticated. This is discipline I'm seeing in front of me. I want to loan to people who have discipline and who are taking their business seriously. Those are the people I want to loan money to. It's a big compliment to you. Hey Gary, can we actually talk about how to build one of these budgets for the owners after this break?
Absolutely.
Let's come back, folks. When we come back, we're gonna go through it. I know it's radio, but I've done this before. This is not my first time. So pay attention. We're going to show you how to build one of these budgets after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.